Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Ramblers 4-H Club senior Zane Arnold about his projects at this year's Washington County Fair.
I know it's probably an exciting time at this point to know that the Washington County Fair is coming up. Why don't you tell me what you're going to be showing off at this year's fair?
So I have two weathers and two does that I'll be taking, and then broilers, a pen of three broilers.
Knowing that this year's county fair has been sort of an up and down journey, we didn't know what was going to happen with it, and finally knowing that it's going to happen, what did you kind of do to prepare for this year's fair, knowing it may or may not have happened?
So I kind of just been going about it as like it's a normal year, like fair will be normal and everything, just working with my animals, getting them ready and everything, because I guess you said we never knew, like, if we were going to have it or not. So I was like, well, I might as well just work with my animals, because if I don't and then we have it, they won't be ready for fair. So I just kept going about the normal and just worked with my animals. And then I had a bunch of extra time, which helped a lot, too.
Right, for sure. I think you had the mindset of a lot of other 4-H'ers in the area, just continuing to take care of the animals and prepare as normal. But was there any part of you throughout that process or throughout these past couple of months where you had doubts if the fair was going to happen?
There was one point where they said that they weren't sure what they were going to do, so I didn't think that we were going to have it. And then they came out and said that they were having it on, or like, well, and then I heard that it was going to be online, so I was like, well, that's going to be, like, tough to do, like, online and everything. But then they came out and said that they were having it normal with just, like, show day, like, one-day show.
And, you know, knowing that this fair is going to be happening and the process and all the sort of up and downs that have happened, how do you feel about this year's fair compared to ones in years past?
And, well, sometimes I think it'll be better because, like, you just take your animals in there one day, you show them, and then you're done. You don't have to, like, leave them there and worry about, like, anything else happening to them, whether that's fair. But then it's also not the same because we're used to going in there for the full week, having fun, doing whatever you want with, like, your friends. And it's just, like, it's like a vacation for, like, us, like, farm kids and, like, 4-H'ers and stuff. So that'll be different.
Right, for sure. A completely different atmosphere without the crowds and whatnot. And I guess for yourself, are you the kind of guy who likes to show off animals in front of a crowd, or are you kind of a little bit glad that there's not going to be any crowds to kind of be there?
No, I like to show my animals in front of a crowd. I just like, it's just a better atmosphere with a bunch of people there and like all the pressure that's like on you and stuff.
So I guess since you've had so many years under your belt as being 4-H, taking care of animals and whatnot, what would be some of your advice you would give to kids considering joining 4-H in the future?
Just go for it. It's a fun organization to be in, and you have a lot of opportunities. You learn a lot of new things. You make a lot of great friends, and it's just all around fun to be in.
Maybe to give kids some idea of where you kind of came from, how did you get started in 4-H?
So I have three older brothers, but the oldest one, he wasn't really into, like, animals and stuff. And then the next two were really into it, and they both got into 4-H. And then my next oldest one, like, older than me, he started showing goats. So then he got me into the goats, so then we've just been kind of into the goats, ever since my whole life.
Getting into 4-H and showing off something like that in front of those crowds can be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it sounds like you kind of embraced it and really pushed yourself to continue to improve.
Yes.
And one last thing for you, Zane, as you look towards the fall, you know, I know everything might be a little up in the air at this point, but looking towards the fall, what are your plans?
I'm going to be attending Iowa State University for animal science.
Perfect. There we go. And what kind of pushed you to, obviously you talked about your love of animals, so what kind of pushed you to choose animal science?
Well, my brother, he was in it, and he kind of, like, influenced me to, like, go more towards animal science, because, like, he told me, like just everything about it and everything, and, like, just all the, like, the job opportunities that it gives.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Riverside Ramblers 4-H Club senior Zane Arnold. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.